Viewpoint CRTV.
There are indications that local and regional authorities in Cameroon will now have more financial resources to be able to fund the projects that can drive growth and development in their communities. This follows the elaboration of a new basis for local revenue collection contained in the Bill on Local Taxation, which has been tabled for consideration in Parliament. In the following viewpoint, Charles Tembe says the extent to which the new legislation can contribute to drive local development will depend on the spirit that will guide its implementation.
Regional and local authorities in Cameroon cannot deliver on the development expectations of their people without a dependable dose of financial autonomy. For the 360 local councils, 14 city councils, and 10 regional councils and assemblies in Cameroon to be veritable drivers of growth and development in communities across the country, they need to have their own sources of revenue rather than rely solely on resources transferred to them by the state. Yet, statistics do point to the contrary. For example, for the 2022 financial year alone, state revenue allocated to regional and local authorities amounted to 226.9 billion CFA francs. That is about 1% of the total value of Cameroon's economy that year, while council taxes collected for the same year amounted only to about 24 billion CFA francs, representing 0.1% of GDP. This abysmally low rate of local revenue collection has been largely due to shortcomings in current local tax policy and administration. The local tax policy shortcomings include the low yield potential of additional council tax resulting from the restriction of their scope to three state taxes only, and the multiplicity of council taxes, most of which also have very low yields. Top among the current local tax administration challenges are absence of division of tasks and powers between the state's taxation services and those of regional and local authorities, inadequate financial, material, and human resources for local tax collection and management, and lack of traceability of the exact number of local taxpayers. The new law on local revenue currently being crafted seeks to correct these shortcomings and align the local tax policy and administration to the requirements of the General Code of Regional and Local Authorities. The new legal instrument clearly states that the taxation services of the state shall be responsible for the administration of all taxes devolved to local authorities. Proceeds from council taxes collected by the state shall be derived from business license tax, license fee, comprehensive tax, land tax, immovable property conveyance fee, motor vehicle stamp duty, forest royalty, stamp duty on advertising, tourist tax, and special excise duty to finance waste collection on behalf of regional and local authorities. Meanwhile, regions shall derive revenue from, among other sources, a share of the transferable balance of oil and gas royalties, mineral royalties, special tax on petroleum products, airport stamp duty on vehicle registration certificates, a share of radio frequency usage fees, and local stamp duty paid to the region. But a new local taxation policy alone cannot be the magic wand. What is most needed is a high level of conscientiousness, an awareness that the new Cameroon, which is being forged through the effectiveness of decentralization, requires each and every actor in the chain to perform his or her duty with patriotism and determination to make decentralization work right. Decentralization cannot just be a documented political and economic policy option. For it to be the basic driving force for the promotion of development, democracy, and good governance at the local level, it must first and foremost be guided by a new mindset anchored on individual accountability and collective participation. It must be a spirit, a way of life.
Charles Tembe, editorialist, station manager, CRTV Northwest.